This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Billie Eilish busted out of her outfit while filming her Lost Cause music video. Yep, it's tough to do choreography in a silky low-cut camisole, but in the video, Billie and her gal pals throw themselves the ultimate slumber party clad in color-coordinated loungewear. She posted, "Titties were falling out," a mishap she suffered twice, which made the internet go crazy. Jennifer Lopez and her children could soon be living in La La Land as she was spotted touring schools in L.A. The Bronx-born superstar visited at least one school after spending time with boyfriend Ben Affleck at his Brentwood home. Lopez's 13-year-old twins, whom she shares with ex Mark Anthony, have been attending school in Miami for years. I guess she's Jenny from a new block. Khloe Kardashian clapped back at a critic who called her an alien due to her strange new look. The Twitter troll accused her of getting more plastic surgery. The back and forth came after the reality star debuted another new look in a recent commercial for Nurtec, a prescription medicine for migraines. If she didn't get plastic surgery, she needs to stop taking Nurtec. Yikes, scary. Mariah Carey has parted ways with Jay-Z and his management company, Roc Nation, after a blazing argument about the future of her career. Carey signed with Jay-Z in 2017 after firing former manager Stella Bolotchnikov, prompting lawsuits on both sides. A source said, quote, "She's made it clear she wants nothing to do with him," unquote. Once a diva, always a diva. Recently out, Nickelodeon star Siwa said she was begging producers of her upcoming film to cut out a scene that involved kissing a man. Now she said producers are honoring her request and will cut the smooch. The movie Bounce is still in the works from Will Smith's Westbrook production company and is due out later this year. Just without all that icky, hetero, kissy stuff. Sean Diddy Combs hosted a birthday bash for Quality Control Music CEO Pierre P. Thomas at Atlanta's Fox Theater, and the party was so hot, a dancer caught on fire. There were dancers on tables wearing feathered skirts, and one dropped down and caught on fire from a candle. Nothing was left but her string thong. Wow, that's a hot party! Jill Dugar is defending herself and her decision to feed her old breast milk to her dog. The former TLC star explained how she still had a small bottle of leftover breast milk in the freezer and gave it to her dog. The former 19 Kids and Counting star's brother Josh was recently arrested on child pornography charges. Man, what a strange family. Mama June Shannon reunited with all four of her daughters for the first time in 6 years. In 2015, daughter Chickadee sued June for $300,000, claiming she had not been paid for appearances on Here Comes Honey Boo Boo. June is sober now after admitting she spent just shy of $1 million on drugs in a year. Sheesh! Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox are a hot couple, and their fans in Hollywood, Florida agree. The pair were swarmed by hundreds of people as they arrived at Dare nightclub after YouTuber Logan Paul's exhibition fight against Floyd Mayweather. Kelly performed in front of guests, including notorious whack jobs Dennis Rodman and Cuba Gooding Jr.
Idiot of the Week!
Kanye West is still wearing the bizarre face covering that confused us last week. Kanye was spotted wearing the mask, which appears to be a Christian-themed take on a ski mask or balaclava. It features images of Jesus Christ and two angels floating amongst the heavens and has holes punched in it for breathing and seeing. Idiot! Tom Cruise is fuming after members on the set of Mission Impossible 7 tested positive for COVID-19, forcing the entire cast and crew to self-isolate for 2 weeks. Cruise was exposed while filming a nightclub scene with dancers and set workers who later tested positive. Cruise also has to monitor symptoms and avoid contact with others. Completion impossible. Kourtney Kardashian spent $12 million for a Palm Springs desert oasis she can enjoy with her new boyfriend, Travis Barker. Located in the gated upscale La Quinta neighborhood, the contemporary mansion was newly constructed this year and comes fully furnished. The Push founder and Blink 182 drummer have been dating since January. Those crazy kids. Zayn Malik nearly came to blows with a man outside a New York City bar. The former One Direction member was captured on video getting into a verbal altercation with a man who exited the Little Sister Lounge, which was next door to where Malik was standing. Zayn was smoking a cigarette when the man tried picking a fight with him and called him a homophobic slur. Not pillow talk. Lorde, now 24, got partially naked for the artwork for her new project, Solar Power, showing off her bare bum in a beach photo. Yep, her website shows the pic alongside a message to fans that reads, "Arriving in 2021, patience is a virtue." The site also gives a link to sign up for updates about the forthcoming record. Hopefully, it's as good as her ass. The Trash Bin. Tiger King stars Jeff and Lauren Lowe were pulled over and brought into custody in Oklahoma City for driving under the influence. And last month, Lowe's Wildlife Park, formerly owned by Joe Exotic, was raided by feds because there was concern about the health and welfare of the animals. And oh, he also failed to show up in court. Loser.
The news wrap-up.
Android and Windows users will be allowed to join Apple FaceTime calls this fall. Facebook will waive fees from content creators until 2023. El Salvador, where 70% of the population does not have a bank account, became the first country to adopt Bitcoin as legal tender. Short sellers lost almost $5 billion in one day on meme stocks. Well, that's what you get when you bet on smoke and mirrors.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
The new musical, In the Heights, is tops of the box office.
The number one album.
Lil Baby and Lil Durk have the best-selling album, Voice of the Heroes.
The number one app.
It's still PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds.
The number one book.
Freed, the final chapter of the 50 Shades series, tops the fiction chart.
The rise of Roddy Ricch last year marked the arrival of a new star from Compton. The 22-year-old rapper has witnessed a tremendous amount of commercial success during the past year, including 2 number one singles and a Grammy Award. He didn't win any at this year's ceremony, but he took away something even more valuable. Even though he says his music has never been driven by a pursuit of fame and fortune, coming up empty-handed this year left him disappointed and disillusioned. It was meeting Jay-Z at the Grammys, though, that extinguished those doubts. Jay-Z's words of encouragement sunk in, and he poured his energies back into his music, and his latest track really got our attention. Here's Roddy Ricch with the Song of the Week, Late at Night.
I can't win nobody, I can't keep living like this, I can't. I tell her what it is and I tell her what it ain't. She know that I've been all on the walls like I paint. Told her at times I wanna give you trust, but I can't. I really got it out the mud, climbing up the ranks. When they see me outside, I'm a high roller. I've been on a global jet, got fly solo. And I got the Gucci splattered all on the knickknacks. 50 racks, I'm about to break her off like a Kit Kat. And a purse got F's like the wheels on the back. I just f***ed off a million, but I still got a sack. Shorty know that I'm the realest, she know I be speaking facts. She know that I'm the same f***er that was pushing cat. She know I got the game, but I'm never gonna give it back. Every time that we f***, I gotta run it back. Late at night, kiss me in the morning or late at night. Long as you come through, I'ma make it come over and over. I'ma treat you like I'm supposed to. You better never make no time for the. 'Cause when I ride, I'ma ride with you.
That was Ronnie Rich with the Song of the Week, Late at Night. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.